trying to hang fairly straight, huh?
I think.
Big Fork artist Lee Proctor guides into place a story and a half tall metal sculpture, supported by straps and being lifted by a crane. The sculpture is being installed on the front lawn of the Linderman Education Center in downtown Kalispell. The sculpture uses pieces of the old steel bridge, which used to cross the Flathead River in Evergreen on the east side of Kalispell. 18-year-old student Rick Gilley was involved in the initial drawing process.
A couple of my friends and I decided to, well, come up with some ideas, and then whenever we got it all together, Lee collaborated the ideas into his own thing, and next thing you know, we have this out here, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Proctor donated two metal pieces about 18 feet long. These reach up into the sky, arching toward each other and crossing. They're topped with two pieces of bridge like arrows pointing up. Laura McCann teaches art and photography at this alternative high school.
The strong verticals, which are the channel iron going up that Lee donated, and then the bridge pieces that were cut and formed into the arrows, and then the glass globes, you'll see them shortly, that are going to be mounted on top of the arrows. They're just gorgeous and really accent the roughness of the metal, the texture, and just the character, and then the glass just shines.
McCann says the bridge pieces were given to the school by Pete Skibsrud.
Because the part of the school was called Bridge Academy, and then it was also the Laser Alternative School that came together last year for the first time as Linderman Education Center. So she asked me when she hired me to think about something that we could do with those two bridge pieces.
She is director of the school, Jody Barber.
We have Flathead and Glacier students who are seeking an alternative learning experience, whether it's because of social-emotional issues, whether it's deficiency in credits, whether it's they want a smaller environment, whether they need flexible scheduling. We were able to really try to build a schedule, a student-centered schedule.
Barber says the center brings together the 15-year-old Bridge Academy and the 30-plus-year-old Laser School.
And it was set up for dropout prevention, so even all those years ago, they were seeing kids who were struggling with the traditional setting. And so they started this program where students would come, and they would come all day. They would work on their classes, but everything was independent.
Barber says both were originally dropout prevention or recovery, and that's still the case, but she says students' needs have changed, and there's a strong draw both to the flexible schedule and the offline-online classroom opportunity.
There's the socially-emotional component, the social anxiety part, where they don't want to, or need to, they feel, sit in a classroom for 7 hours a day, taking six different classes. They really feel that they can, or have this opportunity of come in, and I can have them be in one class at a time, and they'd be done with it in 3 weeks. So again, they're taking more ownership in their education.
The project is titled Infinity Bridge. Gilley says art is something he wants to continue to pursue. He's set his sights on a degree in graphics and design. Have you had another opportunity to kind of see something go from paper to, you know, physically standing like this?
You know, I honestly haven't. I have many things that I'd like to, though. And now seeing this, I mean, this just encourages me to get one of my own projects going.
McCann won a Great Opportunities grant to fund the project and worked with the Hockaday Museum of Art to find Lee Proctor, who works with metal and glass and sculpture. The final unveiling of the finished sculpture happens before the Linderman graduation ceremony on June 11th at 12:30. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.